Here is your KLAM News for this Saturday afternoon. Members of the Wasmer Post No. 241 American Legion of Lamars participated in the annual Reefs Across America celebration held this morning at the Plymouth County Veterans Park. The reefs originated from Maine, with more than 1,400 locations nationwide placing reefs at veteran graves, including Arlington Cemetery. The American Legion placed 7 different reefs, one for each branch of the military, Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, and Coast Guard, plus a reef for the POWs and MIAs, and one for the Merchant Marines. Past Post Commander Wayne Shipper served as MC of the local program.
We welcome you. Please join with me in a minute of silence to remember the fallen, the prisoners of war, the missing in action, and honor those who have served and are serving this great nation's armed forces. We are gathered here today at this memorial site and memorial sites all across America to remember that we are one nation with one flag. The United States of America was founded on the ideals of freedom, justice, and equality. Our nation stands as a shining beacon of liberty and freedom to the world. We thank those who gave their lives to keep us free, and we shall not forget them. We shall remember. Today we show a united front of national unity all across the United States of America as we remember the fallen, honor those who serve, and teach our children the values of freedom. We will now lay the remembrance wreaths.
Following the placement of the wreaths, Lamar's mayor and member of the Wasmer Post 241 American Legion, Dick Kirchhoff, offered these words.
The wreaths before you represent our commitment as a united America to remember the fallen. We also want these holiday wreaths to symbolize our honor to those who have served and are serving in the armed forces of our great nation, and to their families who endure sacrifices every day on our behalf. To our children, we want you to understand the freedoms that you have today have not been free, but have come with a cost that someday you may have to pay yourself. As a nation standing together, we can defeat terrorism, hatred, and injustice. Thanks to our veterans, we have the freedom to do just that.
Those memorial wreaths can be seen at the Plymouth County Veterans Park at Lamars. The Plymouth County Historical Museum will hold its Christmas open house scheduled for Sunday afternoon. The event had to be rescheduled due to the winter storm that hit northwest Iowa on December 1st and 2nd. Museum administrator Judy Bowman says that the open house will feature a recital of piano students playing various musical selections.
We have wonderful weather coming for the weekend, so it should be a go. We have the piano students of Inez Hogoveen, who will be playing different numbers for about an hour in the study hall where the nativities are. And then after that, we will have our refreshments, and those will be served upstairs also. We have approximately 400 nativities and 115 villages to look at.
Bowman says that the nativity displays have been a popular attraction at the museum during the last few years. She says that the exhibit has expanded and is different from past years.
This is our 9th annual, and so we're not sure what we're going to do next year, but the ones who chair this, and that varies sometimes, this year it was Jim and Mary Rolfe for the second year, and their associate is Julie Leverton, and they always try to make it different every year. So if you think you've already seen it, come anyway, because it's all different from last year.
2 years ago, local priest Father Paul Isley donated his collection of nativity scenes to the museum, greatly expanding the number of nativities.
Father Isley's, we call it Father Isley's room. It's just a little room adjacent to the study hall. And this is our second year for having his collection in that room. And then we also have the villages that were given to us by Jim and Kay Peters. So we have quite a collection in that room.
In addition to the Christmas theme exhibits, Bowman suggests people take the time to visit all the floors of the Plymouth County Historical Museum. She says John Schneider will open up the Floyd Valley Model Railroad display found in the museum's basement. Bowman says that holiday refreshments will be served at the museum's open house. For Iowans who are sending off holiday packages to loved ones in faraway locales, you'd be wise to get them wrapped and ready to go this weekend. Christy Anderson, a spokeswoman for the United States Postal Service, offers a reminder of the upcoming deadlines.
First class mail is going to be December 19th, priority mail December 20th, and if you use Priority Mail Express, December 22nd.
For more information about packaging or postage, you can visit the USPS.com/holiday news. The Ankeny-based Casey's convenience store chain reported this week that strong sales in several categories led to an increase in earnings in the second quarter compared to last year. Chief Executive Officer Terry Handley talked about the results in a conference call.
Diluted earnings per share for the first quarter were up over 40% to $1.80 compared to $1.28 a year ago. The results were primarily driven by increased control on operating expenses, margin gains both at the pump and inside the store, as well as operating 94 additional stores from the second quarter last year.
Gas prices were higher in the past year, but Hanley says that they still made good margins.
We achieved an average margin of 20 cents per gallon for the quarter and drove a 7.2% increase in gross profit dollars from the fuel category. Same store gallons sold in the quarter were down 1.1% due to our optimization efforts in the category, as well as softer demand.
The optimization efforts include added biodiesel and premium fuels that have bigger margins. Handley says that the yearly results for gas sales are similar to what they saw in the quarter.
Same store gallons sold year to date were down 0.3%, with an average margin of 20.3 cents per gallon, resulting in an increase in fuel gross profit dollars over 10% to $242.1 million.
He says same-store sales of groceries and merchandise were up 2.7% with an average margin of 32.4%. Handley says that the sale of prepared foods were up 2.2% with an average margin of 62.4%. He says strategic price increases for food items helped expand the margin in the past quarter. And that is your KLEM News for this Saturday afternoon.